It's been 1,000 days since the Lily Mine tragedy. The families of the trapped Lily Mine workers have been speaking out about how upset they are about government's failure to help them to retrieve their loved ones' remains. Pretian Kambule, Solomon Nyerenda, and Ivonne Mnisi, you will remember, were trapped underground in Barberton 5 years ago with that incident. Harry Mazibuko is the spokesperson for the various families. Harry, thank you for joining us today. And the families have been speaking about how government simply hasn't done enough. Tell us about that.
Yes, good afternoon to you and the listeners as well. Today, as we mark 1,000 days of humiliation, torture, betrayal, lies, and everything from our own mine management, who's our employer, and our government. Today, so we wanted to tell South Africa and the world that we as the families, as the affected parties who are still here, camping outside the mine after being forcefully removed by the very same mine management and the business rescue practitioners. And our position and our plight is clear and simple, is that we need intervention from our government to assist us, because to be fair and honest, we cannot say let the private sector rule, yet there is a government. So we're still saying we need intervention from the government, like the Chilean government did on 2010.
So what exactly is the stumbling block here? What is preventing the company from recovering the container that that your loved ones were in? Is it a logistical issue? Is it a funding issue? What's the stumbling block?
No, the stumbling block is a will. There's no will from especially our government. Why I'm saying so, the mine management, they say the company is in distress financial. Therefore, I applaud for that business rescue processes because the company went under business rescue. But today I'm speaking to you, who are sitting at over 8 investors. Investors, they come, and the very same management, they cancel a agreement. So even today, there's ongoing litigation. So we were right on our arrival by saying that we need our government, especially DMRE, to intervene in this issue, because we believe government is above everything. It's not the private sector above the government. All we need is governmental intervention, because like I've alluded on earlier, that in Chile, Tepen, whereby miners were trapped underground, the president of Chile called the entire cabinet, sit down on a round table, strategize how can we quickly, as the Chilean government, find our trapped miners who were contributing to the economy of the country. So asking ourselves, why can't our government do the same and copy the Chilean government? Because they've achieved almost the very same thing.
Harry, thank you very much. Harry Mazibuko, the spokesperson for the families of those mine workers who died in the Lily Mine tragedy today, marks 1,000 years of their waiting for, 1,000 days, sorry, of their waiting for help to try and reclaim the bodies.